Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck, and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. Doorbells come in many shapes and sizes, but no matter what sound signifies the arrival of guests, this chime can become a soundtrack to the various episodes of our lives, as well as having quite the effect on our canine housemates. This week, Monocle's Georgina Godwin takes us on a trip from Harare to London to show us the deep significance of the humble doorbell.
The heartbeat is the first sound any of us ever hear. It's integral to all human life. In Africa, that sound is echoed by the drum, the soul of the community. In my home, Zimbabwe, and across the continent, drums celebrate all aspects of life. The antique version outside my front door in Harare was made from the skin of an antelope, dried in the sun, and then stretched onto a tall, hollow, hardwood frame 100 years ago or so. The original vegetable dye patterns have faded over time, but the sound still rings out, loud and clear. By the time it came into my possession, it was no longer used to herald births or deaths and marriages, or to accompany religious rituals or call up ancestral spirits. It retained only one of its original purposes, to signal the arrival of guests. My drum was my doorbell, and the rhythmic pounding of my visitors always detonated a Dalmatian deep within the house that I'd designed and built. My forever home, I thought. I was confident that my drum doorbell would be the soundtrack to my life and that of my newborn baby, ushering in our friends until we were drummed out, feet first. When politics and activism forced me to seek sanctuary in London, I found the very British tinny tune on my rental property briefly amusing. I soon grew tired of that, and when I moved into the Bijou Hampstead apartment that would be my home for the next decade, I went for a more traditional sound. But something was missing. With no dogs to welcome visitors, it was clear I needed to relocate to somewhere that could also accommodate a canine companion. Like a tree falling unobserved in a forest, can a visitor arriving without hysterical barking really exist? And so I moved down the hill and marginally down market, but even the lower slopes of leafy Hampstead have a certain cachet, and my new Victorian terrace, with space for a bouncy Springer Spaniel, needed a suitable doorbell. But it was not only me who'd moved on. Technology, too, had stepped up a notch. My doorbell now has an inbuilt camera and is linked to an app on my phone. Wherever I am in the world, I can tell the postman to leave the parcel under the bench and, much to her disgust, monitor my now teenage daughter's movements. And whether I'm in Australia or Abu Dhabi, it's always reassuring to hear the dog greeting callers in the time-honoured way. But, tucked away under the stairs, safe from the British weather, lives my Zimbabwean drum. And as I walk past, I like to tap out a rhythm that reminds me of my former life. Though I may be in a thriving metropolis where technology monitors my every movement, there is something deeply ancient and spiritual that still speaks to my emotions and excites the dog.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Our thanks to Georgina Godwin for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.